Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
The tour guide.
What's the name of this square?
This is Trafalgar Square. Its name comes from the place of a famous naval victory in 1805. During the battle, Admiral Nelson in his ship, HMS Victory, tragically died from his wounds.
And what is that column in the middle of the square?
It is Nelson's column and honours Admiral Nelson. You can see his sculpted figure at its top.
I'd read somewhere that there were a lot of pigeons in the square, but I don't see any now.
Well, the square used to be well known for its pigeons, which tourists had fun feeding. Unfortunately, the pigeons were causing damage to buildings around the square and were a health risk to people in the area, so it was decided to remove them.
What's the name of this square?
This is Trafalgar Square. Its name comes from the place of a famous naval victory in 1805. During the battle, Admiral Nelson in his ship, HMS Victory, tragically died from his wounds.
And what is that column in the middle of the square?
It is Nelson's column and honours Admiral Nelson. You can see his sculpted figure at its top.
I'd read somewhere that there were a lot of pigeons in the square, but I don't see any now.
Well, the square used to be well known for its pigeons, which tourists had fun feeding. Unfortunately, the pigeons were causing damage to buildings around the square and were a health risk to people in the area, so it was decided to remove them. The new building. So, John, what do you think of the new building in the town square?
It's such an eyesore, Sophie.
Really? A well-known architect designed it and I find it spectacular.
How could you? It's horrible. It's so much taller than all the other buildings around it and it sticks out like a sore thumb. I mean, who would put such a loud, flashy structure next to dignified historic buildings?
But that's the point. It's meant to be completely different. The contrast highlights its architectural style and that of the buildings around it. Don't be so conservative in your outlook. It's great when something comes along to shake things up a little. We need to look at things in a new light now and again.
Well, that's fine if something is temporary, like an exhibition. That's why we go to art galleries. But this is permanent and it's a functioning building. I mean, who wants their town hall looking like a futuristic prison with spikes and bars everywhere?
Well, I think it's radical, and in an interview I saw, the mayor said he was happy to be working in it. But it's obvious we're not going to agree on this, so we'd better drop it. So, John, what do you think of the new building in the town square?
It's such an eyesore, Sophie.
Really? A well-known architect designed it, and I find it spectacular.
How could you? It's horrible. It's so much taller than all the other buildings around it, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. I mean, who would put such a loud, flashy structure next to dignified historic buildings?
But that's the point. It's meant to be completely different. The contrast highlights its architectural style and that of the buildings around it. Don't be so conservative in your outlook. It's great when something comes along to shake things up a little. We need to look at things in a new light now and again.
Well, that's fine if something is temporary, like an exhibition. That's why we go to art galleries. But this is permanent and it's a functioning building. I mean, who wants their town hall looking like a futuristic prison with spikes and bars everywhere?
Well, I think it's radical, and in an interview I saw, the mayor said he was happy to be working in it. But it's obvious we're not going to agree on this, so we'd better drop it. The weekend.
You look like you had a good weekend, Lucy. Were you out partying?
No, nothing like that, Oliver. I was at home all weekend, binge-watching the latest season of Vampires of New York.
Binge-watching?
You know, watching a whole season back-to-back, from the first episode to the last.
Isn't that boring?
Quite the opposite. Once you start, you can't stop. Each episode usually ends on a cliffhanger and leaves you dying to know what happens next. So, naturally, you have to watch the following episode to find out, and so on and so on.
So did you finally finish it?
Well, when I saw the sun coming up this morning, I realised I had overdone it a bit and so crawled into bed to get a couple of hours of sleep. I still have a few episodes to go. I hope I can concentrate on my work today. My mind is still stuck on the series.
I like a couple of series, but I just watch the episodes as they come on TV. Why don't you do that instead?
No way. I can't wait a whole week before I find out what's happening. I couldn't handle it. And by that time, you will have forgotten half the plot and will need to watch the previous episode again. But you can't. It's so much better to download a season and spend a couple of nights watching it in one go. You get far more engaged in the story that way.
But you probably get less work done the next day.
You might be right there.
You look like you had a good weekend, Lucy. Were you out partying?
No, nothing like that, Oliver. I was at home all weekend, binge-watching the latest season of Vampires of New York.
Binge-watching?
You know, watching a whole season back-to-back, from the first episode to the last.
Isn't that boring?
Quite the opposite. Once you start, you can't stop. Each episode usually ends on a cliffhanger and leaves you dying to know what happens next. So, naturally, you have to watch the following episode to find out, and so on and so on.
So did you finally finish it?
Well, when I saw the sun coming up this morning, I realised I had overdone it a bit and so crawled into bed to get a couple of hours of sleep. I still have a few episodes to go. I hope I can concentrate on my work today. My mind is still stuck on the series.
I like a couple of series, but I just watch the episodes as they come on TV. Why don't you do that instead?
No way. I can't wait a whole week before I find out what's happening. I couldn't handle it. And by that time, you will have forgotten half the plot and will need to watch the previous episode again. But you can't. It's so much better to download a season and spend a couple of nights watching it in one go. You get far more engaged in the story that way.
But you probably get less work done the next day.
You might be right there.